Now there's another side to this. You want to hear the other side too? Well, we turn this over. Now, the other side is so long north. Dale Wimbrell composed those tunes himself. And he later moved to Florida. I can't remember the name of the town. And he ran a weekly newspaper down there. Became very famous. There's a park in some town down there named Dale Wimbrell Park. Now, I've lost the clipping, so I don't got to recite the name of the town. On the other side, the train sounds I made with a mellophone. It looks like a French horn. And the hissing of the steam from the old-time locomotive is on there. And I did those train sounds by reversing the mouthpiece. That is, blowing into the stem of the mellophone mouthpiece and blowing across the end of the lead pipe going into the mellophone. That's how I obtained this sound. In other words, I did not play a legitimate note on the mellophone. So the train sounds were made by me, and that's Sylvester Huliahuli. Of course, I played the trumpet breaks that are on this side. So here we go. We're winding up with it. I don't care about it too much if I break this fiddle, I'll be out of business. So I'm doing the record on that, but running a little bit, I'm sure that it's running properly. So Long North. Now the other side, Country Bred and Chicken Fed, I didn't know until Brian Rust told me that that was also issued on a 4-minute amber roller recording, not a blue amber roll. The number indicates that this was made before the blue amber rolls were dubbed. And we know from referring to the list that this one was recorded at the same time, disc and cylinder. And the last area where they were selling cylinders was Appalachia, West Virginia, and the hillbillies, let's say, up in the mountains. They kept the Edison cylinder machines longer than anyone else and did not go to the discs. Now, for 20 years, a young fellow in West Gloucester has been, his name is Mr. Lane, he's been looking for this record and spending his, for the cylinder, that is, advertising for it in Yankee Magazine, all kinds of collector's magazines for the last 20 years, ever since he was a boy. So it's just a few months ago that we did find it. A radio amateur heard me talking about it. A friend of his found it in Connecticut, but he wouldn't sell it for $100 even, which I was offering. So we had to start all over again. We found a dealer in Indianapolis that was a specialist, and he saw the ad of Mr. Lane's, Oliver Lane his name is, and he's a young fellow, but he's very much interested in my background. So he answered the ad, and he found one. And in a lot of places, he found country bred and chicken fed by Dale Wimbo and the Louisville Tuners in a convent, a monastery rather, a monastery in Glen Cove, Long Island. So I thought I'd put that story in. So we caught the white whale. So as I'm being successful in many of my researches here and other information coming through, when good fortune strikes here, we get a larger white whale made. Now I have 4 out on the lawn and 2 in the house. So they're getting longer and longer. But I'm not making any money at this. So that's enough silly stuff for now, so there will now be an intermission of 4 years.